Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Speaking about children and speaking about education, joining us on the line is Amelia Grissel, Chief Executive Director at Crime Scene Investigations Africa. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Fine with you.
Excellent. Thank you. So one of the subjects we wanted to talk about this morning was the need to do background checks on not only teachers, of course, but anybody who's working on a school campus. It seems to be that South Africa has been pretty lax in this regard, haven't we?
Yes and no. Okay. I must say that the South African Council of Educators has implemented the process, but we can definitely better on this.
All right. So tell us, give us some of the background here. Give us some of the history.
The law states that if you want to work with children or adults that has problems, you need to do a background check. That is the law. You need to also check if your name is on the sexual offenders list. And there's ways and means to do that. But that is the law. You have to do it if you want to work with children or adults that has problems. At this stage, we use the police clearance certificate. It's an easy process. You can do it from anywhere. You don't have to go to the police.
Mm-hmm.
It takes about 48 hours and you get your result. And obviously, you need to supply an affidavit to your employer to tell him that you are not a sexual offender. Those two documents then is run through the sexual offenders list. And obviously, if your name is on that list, you are not able to work with children or drive them around or work with or in an area.
Right. I was just going to say, you're not trying to understand what it means work with children. I mean, if you, for example, a grounds worker, is that on a school property, is that considered working?
Yes, you have access to children. So it's the employer or the employer's job to make sure that anyone that has access to the premises, even if he's a gardener, even if he's a security guard, the cleaner, they must go through this process in order to ensure that they are not a sexual offender.
Right. And what happens if somebody is? Can the school be held liable?
Yes. If the school didn't comply with the law, yes, they can be held liable, definitely. And obviously, the person who is a sexual offender must lose his job. He must be fired. So, yes, it's law that the employer must do this check. The person who is a sexual offender cannot work with children or nearby children.
When you say South Africa's been both good and bad, yes and no, give me some background there.
Okay, so currently the South African Council for Educators, I can give them a thumbs up, because they don't register a teacher if the teacher or the educator didn't go through this process. So they have implemented this process and they are not registering a person if they didn't go through this process. So they start with the beginning. But there are teachers, there are gardeners, there are cleaners in schools that didn't go through this process. And if the Department of Education is not basically looking after this process, then no one, or enforcing this process, then the schools are not going to do it, because obviously it's a process that they have to go through. It's tedious and it does cost some money.
What must somebody do if they're a parent, for example, if they're uncomfortable with somebody on the school premises? What's the best thing for them to do?
Obviously, the parent has the fullest right to go to the head and re-inquire. Did this person go through the process? And obviously, the school must provide that proof to the parent.
Right. But obviously that worker or that person or that teacher's rights are protected as well. So as long as they've gone through that process, then those rights are balanced.
Yes. As I said, even if your child plays volleyball, those people who is presenting these classes needs to be checked, because you are putting your child in someone else's hands for a period of time, and obviously you don't want putting in a sexual offender's hands.
Fortunately, just gone 7:30. We don't have time for very much more on this conversation, but that was Amelia Grissel, Chief Executive Director at Crime Scene Investigations Africa.